True Story.
This month, discover a story about kings, wizards, and a magic sword.
The Legend of King Arthur.
My lords and ladies, pray silence for the legend of King Arthur.
One dark night, a man arrives on horseback at Sir Ector's castle.
I'm the wizard Merlin. Tell Sir Ector that I'm here. I leave this child with you. His name is Arthur.
We will love him and raise him like our own son, Kay.
15 years later, Arthur is a teenager. He loves sword fighting with Kay.
Poor Arthur, you lost again.
Well, that's normal. You're older than me.
Kay, Arthur, I have something to tell you.
Uther Pendragon, the King of Britain, has been killed. The knights of the realm are invited to a tournament to choose his successor.
What if I win?
Fight bravely, my son, and we shall see. Arthur, you will be Kay's squire.
Ector and his sons arrive in London on Christmas Eve.
It's so noisy. I have never seen so many people.
Everyone is talking about something magical.
Last night, a stone appeared by magic.
It has a shining sword in it.
Whoever pulls this sword from this stone is the true-born king of all Britain.
Many people try to pull the sword out of the stone, with no success. Meanwhile, Kay is preparing for the tournament.
Where's my sword? Quick, find it, Arthur! Or else!
Where can I find a sword?
We have a king!
It's a miracle! This child is not fit to be king.
Let me speak.
Then Merlin speaks.
The sword was meant for the real king. This is Arthur Pendragon, son of Uther. I took him away when he was a baby to protect him. Arthur, Britain needs you. Do you agree to free this country and its people from the dangers that threaten it?
Yes, I accept.
I shall fight my country's enemies. I will protect the weak, women and orphans.
Arthur is crowned King of Britain. Three fairies visit him at court to tell him of his great destiny.
You will be the king most loved by the fairies. Take this sheath for your enchanted sword, Excalibur. While you carry this sword, nothing can harm you.
The end.